by asking a fairly obvious question, and that is, why is the makom asher yivchar, the place that the Rabbeinu Shalom will choose, l'asum es shemo sham, to rest his name, the place which will be the holiest place on earth, the place with the most hashras hashchina, the makom hamikdash, why does the Rabbeinu Shalom never tell us where this place is? After all, it's such a central part of this week's parasha. Parashas Re'eh, so many times the Torah tells us you're going to go to that place, Asher Yivchar, which the Rabbeinu Shalom will choose to bring karbonos. You're going to go 3 times a year for the Shalosh Regalim. You're going to go to bring Ma'aser Sheni. And every single time, it never tells us where it is. The Torah has no problem identifying locations for us, with that all the borders of Eretz Yisrael are identified. Why not tell us where this har is, where this mountain is, where this city is going to be? We suggested at the time different shitas based on the many Rishonim. But perhaps we could suggest something slightly different tonight, but first we have to analyze another pasuk which we began discussing last night. Last night we discussed the pasuk of Ki im el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem. The Rabbeinu Shalom will choose a place where He will rest His name. Mikol shivteichem lasum eshemo sham lishichno sidrishu uvasa shama. He will choose that place, and you should seek out that place where He chooses to rest His name. Uvasa shama, and you will come there. What's this phrase, l'shichno sidrashu? You should search out, you should seek out this place. So in fact, this is nothing short of what seems to be a mitzvah asay midaraisa. Whereas when the Rambam quotes the mitzvah of binyan hamikdash, when the Rambam counts that mitzvah, as well as when the Rambam discusses it in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, which is the primary place where the Rambam discusses the mitzvah, the commandment to build Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam quotes the obvious pasuk of Ve'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. That's the source for the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaBechira, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that is not surprising. What is surprising is that when the Rambam discusses this mitzvah in a different location, namely Hilchos Melachim, when he's discussing Klal Yisrael entering the Eretz Yisrael, the chosen land, Klal Yisrael entering Eretz Yisrael, needs to conquer Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Melachim the different mitzvahs, the different commandments that Klal Yisrael had to do as they entered the land. And the Rambam says as follows at the beginning of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Melachim, Shalosh mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael b'shas knisasam la'aretz. Klal Yisrael commanded on 3 mitzvahs as they entered the land. Limnois lehem melech. First they had to appoint for themselves a king. They can't go to war unless they have a king. First you need a king. Limnois mehem melech. Where is the mitzvah? We know shenemer soim tosim alecha melech. What's the second mitzvah? Lehachris zaroy shel amalek. You have to destroy Amalek. Now you have a king. You could go to war. You could destroy Amalek. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not going to have full hashras hashchina. We know there's no full hashras hashchina until Amalek is destroyed. So first we need to appoint a king. Then we appoint a king. We could go to war. We could destroy Amalek. Once Amalek is destroyed, now we're ready to build Beis HaBechira. We're ready to build Beis HaMikdash, as the Rambam says clearly. Uliv nois lahem Beis HaBechira shenemar. What should the Rambam finish off? The Osuli Mikdash v'shachanti v'socham, says the Rambam, shenemar l'shichno sidrishu uvasa shama. How do we know they have to build a Beis HaMikdash? Says the Rambam, pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, l'shichno sidrishu uvasa shama. Comes the Lechem Mishnah and says, what's going on over here? Kasha, the Behilchas Beis HaBechira, Perakal, take a look in the Halachas of Beis HaMikdash, Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Perakal, Rabbeinu, Kasha, Rabbeinu, Mitzvah, Zasei, Lassos, Bayis, Lashem, shenemar v'osuli Mikdash, v'shachanti v'soicham. So why over here in Hilchos Melachim the Rambam says l'shichnoi sidrashu, whereas in Hilchos Beis HaBechira the Rambam's very clear, v'osuli mikdash v'shachanti v'soicham? This is a question posed by many of the G'dolei Achronim, as we saw the Lechem Mishnah and other Noisei Kelim deal with this question. The Brisker Rav suggested an answer. It'll suggest something along the lines of the Brisker Rav, what seems to be the answer in many of the Mefarshim. And that is based on a comment of the Malbim. The Malbim says as follows, and the Malbim is addressing this pasuk of L'shichnoi Sidrashu Uvasa Shama. So the Malbim writes as follows, Hadrisha hi mashechoker me'atzmo. What is the definition of drisha? The definition of drisha is someone who begins to seek, begins to search on his own, not being compelled by anything else, not being motivated by anything. On our own, a person has that inner desire to seek something out. When we say drisha in Lashon HaKodesh, it means that a person is driven on his own to search for something. That's how the Malbim differentiates between the different lashonos of searching. There's drisha, there's bikesh, bikush, there's chakira, all these different lashonos. The Rambam says, what's drisha, says the Malbim? When one searches out on his own, without being propelled by anything. When we say tziya and kidoresh ein la, it means that someone has to be doresh tziya. When Rivka, after feeling the fighting in her womb, what does he say? Rivka went lidroish to search. Lidroish as Hashem, to search for the punishment. That she went on her own. It was her own motivation going to figure out what's going on over here. That's the word of drisha. Explains the Malbim when we say l'shichnoi sidrashu uvasa shama, it's the same thing. Lamad lahem shelo yigala Hashem soda al yedei neviyah. The Rebbeinu Shalom told Klal Yisrael, you're going to have, as we learned in Tosfos quotes of Yerushalmi, we learned throughout this week, that the Makom HaMikdash is going to be identified only through a Navi. One could easily think, the Rebbeinu Shalom told us that a Navi is going to come and tell us where the Makom HaMikdash is, so we'll wait for the Navi to come. I'm supposed to come into Eretz Yisrael and start building a base of Mikdash, I have no idea where. I'm waiting for the Navi to come, a perfectly viable excuse. Says the Malbim, what is Lashichnoi Sidrashu Vasak HaShama coming to tell us? Don't wait for the Navi to come and tell you. You have to search it out. You have to find, you have to call for the Navi. You have to ask for him. The Rebbeinu Shalom sees that you're searching for a Makom HaMikdash, then he'll send you the Navi. Says the Malbim beautifully, Shelo Yigala Hashem Soida Yidei Navi. If the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't reveal these secrets through the Navi, Lo Yidiyim Makom HaNivcha, to tell you where the Makom HaMikdash is, Rakim Yishtadlu B'zeh V'Yidru Hashu Acharav. You have to show interest. You have to show a desire. You have to show that you want it. Then the Rebbeinu Shalom will send it. Ve'oz yere aleihem ruach mimroimim acharei ha'achana ha'reuya. Once you show the shichno sidrashu uvasa shama, once you show that you want it, that you're being doresh, so then the Rebbeinu Shalom will tell you the makom hamikdash. So perhaps based on this malbim, we now understand what the Rambam is getting at. Of course, the actual mitzvah of building the actual edifice that was Beis HaMikdash was the commandment of Ve'asu li mikdash v'shachanti v'seicham. But the Rambam is now telling us Jewish history. Hilchos Melachim is telling us we went into Eretz Yisrael. You go into Eretz Yisrael, what are we chayiv to do? Don't tell me I'm chayiv to build the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not, I can't, I don't know where to build it. What are you chayiv? You're chayiv to build the Beis HaMikdash. You'll tell me, how am I supposed to know where to do it? No, you have to be the one who instigates. You have to be the one who initiates the process. How do I know that there's a chiyuv upon Klal Yisrael to initiate the process, not just to wait till the Rebbeinu Shalom tells me to build a mikdash? How do I know that I have to initiate the process on my own? Says the Rambam, building a base of Bechira, Shenemar, L'shichnoi Sidrashu, Uvasa Shama. You have to initiate, you initiate, then Uvasa Shama, the Navi will come and tell you to do it. Not only is this plausible in the Ramban tells us that this was actually manifested itself in Jewish history, Rachmanu Litzlan. The Ramban tells us something fascinating. One who learns through Shmuel Beis in particular, learning through the Malchus of David, knows that there's tremendous, tremendous plague in the time of David HaMelech, and it's not 100% clear, although Chazal do discuss it, from the Psukim itself, it's not 100% clear why this plague happened, what David HaMelech, what the people were being punished for. Comes the Ramban and says, it's a very interesting Ramban, he says, Misfara, I think there's a very logical explanation why the Jews in the time of David HaMelech were being punished. An unbelievable Ramban hidden in Parshas Korach of all places. Says the Ramban, V'ani oimer biderech svara. My logic tells me, no proof, nothing. What is this anger of the Rebbeinu Shalom? V'yosef af Hashem lachreis b'Yisrael at the time of David HaMelech. The Rebbeinu Shalom takes out his wrath on David HaMelech and Klal Yisrael. Ani oimer biderech svara. I have a logical explanation for this, says Ramban. Shoya oinesh al Yisrael bi'ichar binyan beis habechira. Klal Yisrael were being punished for postponing the Binyan Beis of Bechira, building Beis HaMikdash. Shahaya ha'aron ha'oylech mi'oyel al oyel. The Aron is like a nomad going from oyel to oyel. Kiger ba'aret is wandering around, has no set place. Ve'ein ha'shvatim mis'orim loymer nidresh es Hashem. Ve'nivne ha'bayis lishmol. And Klal Yisrael aren't inspired, they're not bothered by this scene, seeing the Aron go from Mishkan to Mishkan, from place to place. They're not compelled to say their Baruch Hashem, we need a Beis HaBechira. Says the Ramban, what happened to the Pasuk? Shenemar, l'shichnai sidrashu v'asa shama. You had a commandment, not simply to wait for the Baruch Hashem to come and say, here's Makom HaMikdash, go and build the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Ramban, no! You were supposed to be the initiators. You were supposed to be the ones who searched it out, who seeked it out. You were supposed to be the one who initiated the process. That's the mitzvah of the Shichnoi Sidrashu. That's the mitzvah the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Melachim, not simply enough to build the Beis HaMikdash when we're able to. But you have to initiate the process to find the place, and then the Navi will come and tell us where to do it. That's the mitzvah that Klal Yisrael failed. They didn't fail at the mitzvah of Asu L'Mikdash. The moment that they were told the place, the moment that they knew the place and they were able to build the Melka Mikdash, Shlomo HaMelech builds it. They didn't fail in the mitzvah of the Asu L'Mikdash v'Shachanti B'Soicham, but they were being punished because they failed at L'Shichnoi Sidrashu Uvasa Shama. They failed to search it out, to initiate the process, asking the Rabbanu Shalom, showing the Rabbanu Shalom, we want the Makom HaMikdash. Then the Rabbanu Shalom would respond by telling Ayyadei the Nevi'im, God HaNavi, telling him where the Makom HaMikdash would be. This presumably is not just a ha'ara, it's not just a comment on when it comes to the topic of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but presumably we could assume that this is something which permeates throughout Jewish life. What the Torah is telling us over here, L'shichnoi sidrashu uvas hashama. Rabbi Yeruchim, the Mashiach in Meir, used to point out, it shouldn't really be L'shichnoi sidrashu uvas hashama. It should really be uvas hashama vidarashtes hashchina. You're going to come there, come to Beis HaMikdash, vidarashtes hashchina, and then you'll look for the hashchina. What's L'shichnoi sidrashu? You'll search for it, uvas hashama, then you'll come there. Explains Rabbi Yeruchim, that's exactly what the Torah is telling us. The Torah is telling us a model for Avodas Hashem. It's true when it comes to Beis HaMikdash, and it's true when it comes to any other spiritual endeavor. It doesn't happen because the Rabbanu Shalom comes and gives it to you on a silver plate. The Rabbanu Shalom sees there's a drisha, there's a bikush, there's a desire. L'shichnoi sidrashu, says the Chassam Sofer, l'shichnoi sidrashu, then 100% guaranteed, uvas hashama. You're going to get to the madrega you want.
You have to show the Rabbanu Shalom that that's what you want.
You have to show him that there's a drisha, there's a desire, this is drier desire for the
Shekhinah.
Then and only then uvas hashama. Sometimes it's out of order. It seems like, how could I strive for certain things? I'm not there yet. I'm not at the uvas hashama. I'm not at that madrega. I'm going to strive for something which is beyond my grasp. Says the Pasuk, says the Baruchim, that's exactly what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. L'shichnoi sidrashu, strive for it, yearn for it, reach for it, uvas hashama, then you'll get it. My father suggested that perhaps this is why the Pasuk doesn't tell us where the Makom HaMikdash is. The Pasuk doesn't tell us where Yerushalayim is, because the Torah is telling us a very important lesson. It's not about you easily finding the place. The Baruch Hashem says, I'll tell you where it is. First I want to see a drisha. First I want to see a bikush. I want to see that you want to know where it is. You come in and you seek Eretz Yisrael and you say, where is there going to be a place for Makom HaShchina? I don't know where it is. The Torah didn't tell me. Then the Rebbeinu Shem will tell you. But that lesson is so important. The Rebbeinu Shem says, I'm not going to tell you where that place is, to show you Hashras HaShchina in this world comes in only one manner. That is, if I see L'shichnoi sidrashu, if there's a drisha, then there will be guaranteed an uvasa shama. Thank you.